This is the John Kincaid Show.
If you are that offended by everything in life, this isn't the radio show for you. There's plenty more to choose from because this one will drive you absolutely batty, drive you crazy.
Here's John Kincaid.
Oh, yeah, it'll drive you crazy. This show will drive you nuts. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. And I promised you shock and amazement. There's going to be shock. There's going to be amazement. And Anthony, there's going to be some people who are very unhappy with me when they hear my next eight out and probably your next eight out in the NFL. I gave it to you last week, so I'm not going to make you wait for it. I gave it to you last week, my first eight out of a first 10 out, I should say, of the NFL postseason. And we used to do first 10 out and then next 10 out. This year, we only have to go next eight out because there are seven teams in each conference that will make the postseason. Anthony, this is going to really anger some people because I've got some shocking team names on here. I want you to have your list out, Anthony, and you check if the teams that I mention are on yours.
All right, I'm checking.
And I will tweet this out so everybody has a chance to have it. They can keep it. They can mock me later for it. I'm going to do the AFC first, where our friends in Cleveland, and I love Cleveland, and I love the Browns fans. I just don't love the Browns, and I don't love Baker Mayfield. The Browns are missing the playoffs.
I agree. I'm with you.
Then I'm going to stay. I'll stay out towards the eastern part of the country, and I'll go to your New York Jets, Anthony.
I had them out last week.
You had them out last week. I have them out this week. Then I'm going to check out the what's my favorite city in America that isn't Atlanta? The Las Vegas Raiders. They're going to be good this year, but they're not going to be that good. They're going to be better, but they're not going to be good enough to make the postseason.
I do not have them in as one of my eight teams.
So you have them going to the playoffs,
I do. I have them sneaking in.
All right, time for some shock and awe. I'm not buying Tua and the Dolphins and Fitzmagic and the Dolphins. Not yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's too many new players on the roster.
Yes, they have a good future.
Absolutely. They have 34 new players on the roster, so
Bright future.
But, yeah, I mean, they were 5-11. That was tied for 14th best in the AFC, so that even with the extra playoff team, that's a significant jump that they would have to make. And with all the new players and this unusual offseason, no preseason, that's tough.
And the New England Patriots.
Wow.
New England fans will have their first January off in forever. In forever. Since Matt Castle went 11-5 and missed the postseason.
I'm not betting against Bill Belichick.
That shocks you, eh?
That's a shocker.
I am. Oh, I got more bold for you. And I'm bold and beautiful. Just look at me. The Chicago Bears. And you know I love my man Nick Foles.
You do.
But the Chicago Bears aren't making the postseason.
All right, I had them out last week.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are staying at home.
Wow. You're just trolling, John.
No,
you're trolling.
No, I'm not. And the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, I have them.
I think they are the most.
I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't.
I think they were the most. I think they were absolutely the most empty calorie team. They were the most empty calorie 13-3 I've ever seen. That I've ever seen maybe in the NFL in their history. So, I'll give it to you and I'll send it out on a tweet so you can keep it, so you can bookmark it. But my teams that are out of the playoffs, these are the cities who should give up hope for this year's postseason. Giants fans, Washington Football Club fans, Lions fans, Panthers fans, Rams fans, Cardinals fans, Bears fans, Buccaneer fans, and Packer fans. In the AFC, Charger fans, Bronco fans, Jaguar fans, Bengal fans, Jet fans, Brown fans, Raiders fans, Dolphins fans, Patriots fans. Anthony, what teams appear on your list that appeared on my outlist or not on yours?
I have the Tennessee Titans on my outlist.
Okay.
I think the defense overachieved last season. I don't think you're getting a repeat performance out of Ryan Tannehill, so I think there's going to be a little regression. I took the Vikings. Since 2001, they've made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons just one time, and they lost a lot of core players this offseason. There's no Stephon Diggs. They did draft Justin Jefferson, but I think they can't rely on him. Just have
okay.
a championship bag just yet in year one. I need to see more out of Drew Locke. I'm not sold on the Broncos. I'm not buying into Rivers at this point in his career with the Colts. The Falcons, Matt Ryan sacked 48 times last year, career high. They only had one new addition to that offensive line, your boy from Temple, Matt Hennessy, who they drafted in the third round.
And he's going to be, I think he's going to be the heir apparent at center for next year.
But I'm still worried about the Falcons. I don't have your Philadelphia Eagles making the playoffs. I'm only taking one team out of the NFC East. And again, just because, as you know, the NFC East year to year, it's crazy. They haven't had a repeat winner since 2004. I still have questions with them at the wide receiver position. I'm going to take Dallas over Philly in the NFC East. I'm only taking one team
out
of the NFC East this year.
Wow, you're going to bet against Dougie Fresh. Interesting. All right, go on. Anybody else that is anybody to
those,
so you're the cities that just summarize again yours the teams that are out
all right,
from
so
last
my,
weekend this week.
All right, so my team's out: the Jets, the Washington Football Team, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Carolina Panthers are out, the Arizona Cardinals are out, the Chicago Bears are out, the New York Giants are out, the Detroit Lions are out. The Los Angeles Chargers are out. The Miami Dolphins will not be playing in the playoffs. The Falcons are out. The Broncos are out. I have the Colts, Titans, Vikings, Browns, and Eagles all missing the playoffs.
Wow. All right. So you were sort of bold.
There were a couple bold ones in there. Not like you. Not like
really
you
bold.
At all.
I went really
you
bold.
Went really bold.
I'm bold and beautiful, baby. By the way, I had a facial yesterday. The Gentleman's Hot Steam Towel Facial. Man, I look even better than I did last week doing the show. There should be a webcam.
And how's the hair? The hair is going good
the
for
hair
you
looks
today?
The hair looks fantastic. I mean, it really does. I can roll out of bed and have a great head of hair.
Do you put much effort into the hair at this point on a Sunday morning?
Okay.
Oh, you don't even have to?
No. Sunday morning, I don't meet any. I don't really see anybody here at Battery Atlanta. So there it is. And I have put out the tweet. I put it out. My 18 teams out of the NFL playoffs. I have put it on there at John Kincaid. I've tagged CBS Sports Radio on it. I've given it to you. And there are some really crazy, crazy teams that are on that list. And people are going to want to, I'm sure, share their thoughts on it. And it's very interactive for you to be able to. We've got a toll-free line. We don't even charge you to call at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Our toll-free line, sponsored by Geico. Did you know Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? On top of what Geico could already save you. So don't wait any longer. Check it out today. Visit geico.com to learn more. Especially if you have a teen driver that you have to add to your policy. Check out Geico. They can do some great things. They really do. It's not just a cute little gecko. It's not all about the cute little gecko. But I know there are going to be some people that are upset with me. There are certain fan bases that I have ultimate respect for. I think I'll do this next week for you because there are certain fan bases that I have the ultimate respect for. Like, and I've said it before, and I'll give you just a couple. Steelers and Browns fans. Now, Steelers fans are spoiled rotten. But they are incredible vagabonds getting out on the road and traveling with their team. And sustaining an excellence in their brand. So I've always been a fan of the Steeler fans, which I think helps to perpetuate that. And I've only been to one game ever in Cleveland. But I fell in love with Browns fans. There's something about Browns fans. I don't think they're going to be terrible or anything, but I don't think they're putting it all together. You can join us at 855-212-4CBS if you want to share a thought. Now, so I'm putting a tweet together, and I stumble onto something that I didn't even know existed. Now, I am not the most tech-savvy person. If you've heard me over the years, I talk to you about this all the time. If there is a trend in technology, I'm going to be the guy who comes up to you at the office and said, hey, have you heard about that thing called Instagram? I'm the guy who's going to be a little behind the times. If there's something new in technology that you can buy, I'm not buying the first iteration of it. I'll probably be on board the second or third iteration of it. So I lay that out on the line to you that I am not cutting edge by any stretch of the imagination. But I just found out this morning that on Twitter, it says, choose who can reply to this tweet. Everyone, people you follow, or only the people that you mention. I did not know this existed. Now, I would think that this is out there for a de-trolling mechanism. I would figure that that's probably why Twitter has put that in place, to can the trolls. Like my buddy Mike Hill and I from Fox Sports. Happy birthday, Mike. Mike just turned 50. And he was asking the other day a question about mail-in ballots. I think that was what the question was. Mike and I, from our years together at ESPN and working together and hosting shows together, we had the most wonderful time working together. And two guys that have more divergent worldviews on things, Mike and I sort of summarize that. We summarize that. We're very different people, but we genuinely love each other because we show each other respect and we listen to each other and we go, you know what? That's a good point. Okay. I didn't think about that one, but I still think you're an idiot on the, like, you know, we have fun. We have with it. So him and I had an interaction, and of course it just divulges into, it devolves, I should say, into just nonsense. Every political partisan on both sides of the fence has to chime in and has to make it political. But I'm going to debate whether I use this or not, because I appreciate the people who follow on Twitter at John Kincaid. I appreciate you. And I appreciate the people who civilly disagree. We even have a rejoin on the show where I make that clear. People who can civilly disagree. People who can, you can think I am the biggest idiot in the world. I have no problem with it. I have no problem with it at all. As long as you tell me in a way that you're just not being a nasty jerk. You go, John, man, I like listening to the show, but I think you are so off base with this. I think that is such nonsense, what you just said on the air. There's no problem with that. But now that I know this exists, I'm tempted to use it. Because there are adult conversations that you can have with people where you're going to have the 50 faceless trolls that have to jump in and try to spit into it and spin everything about, it's about left-wing politics, or it's about the bad orange man, or it's whatever it is. I don't care. Honestly, you're the people that I've tuned out. You're the people that I tune out. I've tuned it out. I don't want to block people, so I learned how to mute people. Steve Weiss, my buddy from NFL Network, teaching me, mute people. Don't block them, mute them. But just where you don't have to see the nonsense that they're trying to stir up every single day. Just mute them. And so what I always do is, I'm a kind person, so I always give a person a warning and go, look, I don't want to mute you. Please, you've said the same thing three tweets. You've said the same thing three times this week on different things. I got you. I paid attention to you. Gave you the thumbs up. Your votes counted. I've listened to you. But this is interesting. This is a way that, can change Twitter a little bit. Thomas in Florida joins us. Thomas, welcome to the John Kincaid Show. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Mr. Kincaid. Thank you for taking my call.
How you doing? That was my dad. That was my dad, Mr. Kincaid. Thank you, buddy.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
You're the first person I've ever called before. I'm a
really?
Transplant. Yes, so
Wow.
I value your opinion.
I am honored.
Thank you. You're welcome. I'm a transplant Buffalonian.
Okay.
And all I get down here, obviously, is at Tampa, and Tom Brady. And I wanted to see what your opinion was, honest opinion, of how you think the Buffalo Bills are going to fare with the team they're putting together.
I think the Buffalo Bills are in fine shape to take what they learned last year. I think they have a strong leader in Sean McDermott, a fellow Philly guy just like me, even though he went to an inferior Catholic high school in Philadelphia than I did. Sean is a hell of a head coach. He has developed his own swagger, his own system. I love what Buffalo's put together. And I think that last year was just the first time in the door. And I think they peed their pants a little bit. But I'm looking at I look at the Buffalo Bills. You will see a playoff win this year, minimum one. So you will take the next step. I don't know. I have to see how the season plays out. You will win a division, and you will win at least one game in the postseason. How about that? I like what you're building.
One last question. What do you think about the question marks on Josh Allen?
Oh, I think there's question marks on Josh Allen. I absolutely do. But do I think the question marks on Josh Allen are you can't win with him? You can't succeed with him? That's total BS. And I've seen debate shows talking about it. I mean, that's total BS. You've already shown you can win with him. Now he has to take the next step. I've seen enough out of Josh Allen that I'm intrigued that he can take the next step forward. So I'm still in on your quarterback, and I believe that the upside is still there. So I don't buy into any of his detractors that think he can't win. I think it's ridiculous, and I think it's premature. So thank you, buddy. Hope you have a great week. You know, today at 3 Eastern, don't miss PSG versus Bayern Munich, Neymar versus Lewandowski. Who will raise the 2020 Champions League trophy? The pregame coverage begins at 1:30, and you can watch on CBS Sports Network and stream on CBS All Access. Don't miss a minute of it. You want to get in on some of the discussion we've been having this morning? You can at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. I can tell you this. Yes, they're getting bigger and bigger when it comes to the NFL. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. Any way you want it, it's the way you need it, any way you want it. He loves being right. We just wish he was more often. Now back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, that's a little rude, but it's okay. Love it when you're a part of the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm surprised our friends in, because remember, I was a guy that was, many times I've been right, many times I've been wrong on Green Bay. I've been absolutely wrong on them. But I have a gentleman telling me now, you got to be kidding me on Green Bay. They were the best team in the NFC last year, even though they didn't go to the Super Bowl. I'm like, wait a minute. No. They weren't the best. They were not the best team in the NFC. Unbelievable. But you can share your thoughts at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Love it when you get involved in the discussion. Did you like the new Monday Night Football team, Anthony? You got Louis Riddick, Brian Griese, and Steve Levy.
Can't be worse than what it was.
I would agree with you. Well, first off, Steve does a great job.
He does.
Steve Levy does a great job. So, and I keep hearing people saying, Levy's a hockey guy. Okay. Steve Levy, the fact that he can do spectacular play-by-play for hockey should be enough to just say to yourself, okay, if you can do a great...
Yeah, it's very difficult to do hockey.
Correct. If you can do hockey, you can do NFL play-by-play. And Steve Levy, I'm happy for him because a real good dude. And I love Louis Riddick on those studio shows. Like when he's on, NFL Live, or he's on one of the shows where they bring him on. Sometimes Greeny's show in the morning, they bring him on. It's I always love it. It's reasonable discussion. It's good insights and everything. I just wonder during the game whether I'm going to like him as much, because I guess I'm so attached to seeing him in studio that to me it's like, I want to see a guy there that's so good in studio, I'd sort of like to leave him there. But obviously Lewis Riddick wanted to take on this challenge, so I think it's pretty good. But you saw the story that ABC appears now that ABC is trying to get back into the football game with the NFL. And it looks like that they're going to get in the next round of football negotiations, and ABC wants to have its own package, and ESPN wants to have its own package. So I'm already of the belief that there's going to be more, when they have the next TV package, there's going to be more football, because there's a 17th game coming. And I am of the belief, this is just my belief, that we're going to see every single team play one neutral site game every year. I don't think you can do 17 games, expand the season. And I believe it'll be next year or the year after that they'll go to 17 games. Now that they've had the pandemic, they're going to be looking to recoup revenue as quickly as possible from this disaster that we've been going through. So my guess would be you'll see 17th game come to the schedule next year in the NFL, and they'll play it on a neutral site. So what would you need? You need 16 games for every team to play that 17th game. There are 32 teams, so you need to have 16 games scheduled. I don't know how it's going to work, but I had an idea, Anthony. Tell me if you like my idea. We have a lottery-type game show where the NFL, when the schedule's released, you release the 16-game schedule. You tell people where the neutral site game is going to be. And then you have a game show that says, you're New York Jets. All right, let's see. Here is two of the... You cannot play a team that's already on your schedule as your neutral site game. But you could play a team from the AFC or the NFC. And it's like a ping pong type of thing.
Interesting. Now, I don't have Jets. Any. My teams don't have any luck when it comes to the lottery, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, they really don't.
The Knicks always move down every single year. They never move up.
Well, it's unbelievable. That's because of the cheating that gave you Patrick Ewing with the with the frozen envelope. So you already had that. How would you like imagine a game show?
You love game shows, boy.
Well, I do. I'm a huge fan of game shows. By the way, except for that pressure luck. And I don't know who that... I'm so sorry that I do not know the very attractive blonde lady host's name. Elizabeth? Is her name, I think? Elizabeth? I'm feeling really bad about it. She's the pressure luck host. That game show, I'm telling you, if it's not fixed... It's the most looking like it's fixed game show I've ever seen in my life. I can't remember what her name is, but we were watching it last week, and they had
Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth Banks. She's all, by the way, very enthusiastic, very attractive, very fantastic. Trying to bring enthusiasm to it and everything. But they end the game, the competition between the three people halfway through, and it's an hour show. And then they tell you, okay, you can have the first round and you can press your luck, or you can take what you got and walk away. No one ever takes what you got and walks away. Every single person presses their luck and goes to make it an hour show. It could be cut off at a 35-minute show. It could be cut off at a 42-minute show, 43-minute show. But everybody presses their luck and goes to an hour. That makes me suspicious.
Were you aware that this was on in the 80s?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, I wasn't sure.
Peter Tamarkin. Peter Tamarkin. If you Google Peter Tamarkin, he was the original host of Press Your Luck. I love, believe me, game shows, are you kidding me? I'm attached to these things like a nutcase. Love them. I believe Peter Tamarkin, I believe he may have passed in a car accident. The original host of Pressure Luck. I think he may have, if I remember correctly, and I
passed away in 06.
Does it say how?
I'm on Wikipedia. It says plane crash.
Plane crash. I know he died like supposedly some way like that. Like I know it was an accident or something along those lines. But
yeah, he was a private pilot.
Okay, well then there it is. Yeah, I knew he had some. There was a tragedy involved with him passing too soon. A lot of game show hosts went early. Very strange. They go early. It's strange. Bert Convy, the great Bert Convy from Tattletales. Just another one, like a brain tumor early in life. Guess you get some really, really fun jobs, and those guys were great. But it seems fixed. It seems fixed to me, the Pressure Luck. It seems fixed. I want to have an NFL game show that's not fixed. So I want, like, let Boomer Esiason be in studio. I can trust Boomer. Let Chris Mortensen from ESPN be in there. I know I can trust Mort. And put them in the studio. So we know. And you're watching. You've seen your team's 16-game schedule, which you've already known since the last day of the last season. You knew who you were going to play. But then you don't know the schedule, how it's going to turn out, but that neutral site game is going to be like done in a game show format, just at random. The ratings would be huge. They'd be huge. The ratings would be huge. They'd be awesome. Really huge.
Comfortable radio? It happens from time to time here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome aboard the John Kincaid Show if you're just getting up with me this morning here on CBS Sports Radio. And I was a little surprised, Anthony, that there's not a lot of reaction. I put my playoff teams that are out. Ready to go, my playoff teams that are out, the people who will not be making the postseason this year.
And you had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New England Patriots out of the playoffs.
And the Green Bay Packers.
Well, that's not as surprising.
They were 13-3 last year. I mean, that's a little surprising, right?
Again, a little bit. I mean, me personally, I wouldn't be surprised. I do have them getting in. I think there's only going to be one team coming out of the NFC North. I went with the Packers ahead of the Vikings, but Tampa Bay and New England, wow.
Tampa Bay and New England, yes. I don't think either one of them is making the postseason. By the way, have you ever had a really good pickle?
I love pickles. Pickles.
Did you know pickles, like pickles in a jar, like sliced pickles?
Yeah.
Like pickles.
Yeah.
Do you know that that's actually a recipe? Like there's a recipe to how to make them?
I have no idea.
Like, people do different things. My friend, our friends, the Seguins here in Atlanta, I've known John and Linda forever, and they are the couple who will take care of, you know, if before her 18th birthday, we love these people so much. Like they were the people we trusted that they would take Olivia on if something happened to us, my wife and I. But Linda, Southern Belle, works for Delta. She's awesome. She said she made pickles using her mom's recipe. And I said, pickles have a recipe? I didn't even know that. Anthony, when I tell you, she gave us a jar of pickles to take home.
Best pickles ever.
I've ever had.
Wow.
I want to cry. How delicious they are. How crisp. How tangy they are. How tart they are. The best pickles ever. I used to have to go to the Broomall Cold Cuts.
You should put them on the market.
This is what I'm suggesting. I'm going to make the suggestion to Linda that she just, this is what she does. Now, she's a jet setter. She's been with Delta, flight attendant with Delta forever. I'm giving all her personal business out. She flies international, goes everywhere she wants, and loves that stuff. I think she has to get into the pickle business. These are the best pickles that I've ever tasted in my entire life. Like, I know today I'm going to get to have lunch. Christina started to get the honey-baked ham and turkey. You go and you eat, do you know you can get honey baked ham sliced? Like you could go to a, like you can go to the deli and get ham and turkey at like the supermarket?
Yeah.
Did you know that Honey Baked sells it sliced too?
I did not know.
Yeah, you can buy like a half pound, pound, whatever. I'm going to have that in pickles today. Oh my gosh.
I'm very simple with my cold cuts. Just give me yellow American cheese and oven gold turkey.
Oven gold. Okay. Low sodium or not?
No.
So you're not a freak for the low sodium or anything?
No, I'm not.
Linda's pickles, though. I'm telling you, she got it. I'm obsessed. I'm looking forward to pickles, mainly because I'm hungry, a little bit hungry. We get more and more information. Oh, wait a minute. No, we don't. Out of Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren. And I got to tell you right now, I'm sure Kevin Warren's a very nice man. And I'm sure Kevin Warren has his own strengths and that he was able to ascend to a position like that, I believe out of the NFL, out of the Minnesota Vikings organization, if I'm not mistaken. But I have watched Kevin Warren handle this decision for the Big Ten not to play football. And this is a master's level course on how not to run your organization. He could teach a course right now on absolute PR disasters and how not to handle them. First thing you have to do is provide your data. When you make a decision, especially you make a decision that potentially impacts the lives, incomes, and futures of young men and young women at Big Ten schools, first thing you need to do is show your work. Let's go back to school. It's a math test. You can't just cheat off the person next to you. Show your work. How did you come to the decision that you came to? Show your work. And that's something that he has absolutely disregarded, completely disregarded from the beginning. Next thing you got to do is be accountable. So, I'm going back to stuff that I learned in college, in marketing classes, business classes, things like that. Be accountable for your decisions. Be able to explain your decisions. Show your work. What data did you use to come to the conclusions that you did? Be prepared to defend your data. If you make a decision as an administrator, be prepared to defend your decision. Here's the reason I made it. Let me show you my work. Let me show you and let me bring up two doctors here who we leaned on to come up with the protocols that said we can't even attempt college football. And then when the building starts to burn down around you because of the decision you made and it's met very negatively, at that point, the next thing you've got to do is be accountable. Hold a press conference. Answer the questions and explain to people why you did what you did. Kevin Warren puts out a memo. And then Kevin Warren chooses to do an interview with John Arand of the Business Journal, who, by the way, talented writer. I enjoy John's stuff. I think he's really, really good. His interviewing skills, I was surprised. It was the biggest. I haven't seen softball tosses like that to Kevin Warren and more nodding because it was videoed. I haven't seen more softball questions and nodding since the early days of ESPN when they had Australian rules football and softball. I mean, it was softball city. Kevin, what went into your decision to cancel the season? You're facing a lot of heat for it. What went into the decision? Kevin Warren, on video, proceeds to answer the question without ever mentioning the science that went behind the decision. This doctor told me don't do it. These doctors told me we shouldn't proceed and I don't feel safe proceeding and this is the reason and nothing. None of it. None of it. But he did mention Black Lives Matter. And he did mention Breonna Taylor. And he did mention everything he wasn't asked about. He somehow talked about those things, but didn't talk about the canceling of the Big Ten football season. And do not give me, well, they're going to play in the spring. It's not canceled. He didn't cancel it. He just delayed it. Urban Meyer knows more about Big Ten football than Kevin Warren will ever know. And as Urban Meyer tells you, it is a pipe dream. Stop it. As Nick Saban tells you, that would be a JV season. Because you're not getting the guys with a first, second, third round grade in the NFL draft are going to be training down at Disney World with Tom Shaw. Or they're going to be having their personal trainers out in L.A. They're going to be getting ready for the draft. They're not playing in the JV Big Ten season. They're not. So stop. Again, don't pee on me and tell me that it's raining. Okay? Don't. It's ridiculous. And Kevin Warren mentions all of these distraction things and doesn't answer, well, why'd you cancel the season? Well, you know, and it's a very difficult time in 2020. We have to be aware. And, you know, in the Black Lives Matter movement and social justice and all. I'm like, dude? And more importantly, get him back on topic. Get him back on the topic. What did you do? And why did you do it? And more importantly, what science did you base it on? Because I know this, and we talked about it last week, and you heard Chris Mortensen say it on this show from my Atlanta show, Buck and Kincaid on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. The science that the ACC is using is the science that the NFL is using. And anyone pretending that myocarditis is something that is new, shocking, different, nobody had any idea this could be an issue, is totally misleading you, completely misleading you. It is not something new with viruses. It's not something new with college conferences to understand, especially with big men, bigger guys, that they have to scan for this stuff. By the way, ACC, SEC, and I believe Big 12 will join in too. Part of the protocols, screening for it, extensive heart screening. And Kevin Warren is being allowed to just wiggle off the hook on this. Stop talking to Commissioner Warren. We can all agree. Social justice matters are important. We all agree. Nobody's raising their hand and saying, don't talk about those things. But when you canceled the Big Ten fall football season, I don't need to hear you talking about Black Lives Matter and social justice issues and everything like that when you're being asked, why did you cancel the season? Because that has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Valuable discussions? Yes. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about why you chose to listen to different science than the ACC, the SEC, and the Big 12, who, by the way, and I love when I hear this stuff, it's like, huh, yeah, the ACC and the SEC, they went out and found doctors to give them the answer that they wanted. What kind of ignorant sports talk radio garbage is that? Or sports bloggers is that? You're going to besmirch some of the biggest names in the field of epidemiology. You're going to besmirch their character. You're going to call them out and you're going to say that they, for some reason, were trying to, they were selling themselves out. They were willing to use their talents and their names and to give false information or something. Who are you? First of all, what knowledge would you ever have that anything like that happened? It's ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd. And by the way, it's really bad. That's bad. To call out somebody else's professionalism, integrity, and you don't even know these people. You don't know those doctors. You don't know what they're about. You don't know what kind of... Guess what? They disagree with your science. They disagree with what you believe. And by the way, why do you believe it? You believe it because you've been listening to people for months that have been telling you, well, the NBA and the NHL can try this bubble thing, but this virus has a mind of its own and it's going to do what it wants to do, and you can't control the virus. You know what? I think that it looks like we sort of can. When smart people get together, put together amazing protocols, and adults choose to follow them. Notice I don't mention the Cardinals and the Marlins amongst the adults. At that point, you say, hey, there's a problem here when the people can't even answer the question. And Kevin Warren, honestly, I wouldn't have hired you to be the leader of my organization. Not after this performance. If they had a do-over, I think there'd be a lot of people wondering about it. The worst person in America or in the world. I'll tell you who it is next. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.